Ms. Julie Cooper.
Good morning, everyone. I haven't met all of you before, so it's nice to meet you. I am a project engineer in the engineering department. I work directly under Mike. I put a information packet into your packet last week, so I hope you had time to look at it. And if not, I can explain it now anyway. At the industrial air park, which, as you know, employs over 1,000 Sussex County residents, the Sussex County actually supplies the water for fire protection and drinking and processes at the air park. The state mandates regular testing of the water, and because of that, it was discovered that there is a contaminant in the water that's higher than allowed by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, or by the state of Delaware. Because of that, we were required to treat it immediately, and to do that, we had to use a carbon filtration system, which we installed on an emergency basis last September. Right now, we're paying rent on this filter equipment. It does remove the contaminant completely, but the more economical and more efficient process would be to install two permanent filters, which treat both of our wells at the same time. Right now, the emergency system is only treating water from one well. So whenever anything has to be done to the well pump, or say it goes down, the whole water system's offline. So the more efficient and a system would be a setup where the water from both wells is treated together. And also for two filters to be installed in a lead lag configuration, so that as soon as, with ongoing testing, as soon as the water, they call it bleed through, as soon as the chemical is determined to be in the water again, the lead unit is taken offline while the lag unit remains online so that the lead unit can be changed out, the carbon media can be changed. This means that the water system does not have to be completely shut down in order to do this change out. So the engineering department, the engineering department does recommend that the system at this time be installed with two filters. However, because of looking at costs and not knowing what it would be, what bids we would get, we put the bid out asking for a bid that would include one filter and associated piping, or in the second, the alternate bid is two filters and associated piping. Both bids include the enclosure, which that price would essentially be the same in either the base bid or the alternate bid. On the last sheet of your handout is the list of the bids that we received. The low bidder was Shoreline Construction of Kenton, Delaware, in both cases, both for the base bid and for the alternate bid.
Are you comfortable with them?
Yes, they did a lot of background research for this project. I'm comfortable that they did put together a responsible bid.
Good.
Do you have a recommendation?
Yes, I do. I have a motion I can read.
Please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Project 0902 Industrial Air Park GAC Filtration and Building be awarded to Shoreline Construction of Kenton, Delaware, at the alternate bid amount of $181,573.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll call for the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Good job.
Work with